So Monster Hunter Tri is kind of a big deal, at least in Japan. I mean, the Monster Hunter series is super, super gigantically big in Japan. It's like Dragon Quest was and kind of is. And it came, Monster Hunter Tri came to Wii in North America in 2010. And it actually had a backing from Nintendo, and the Classic Controller came out alongside of it. And yeah, it is a video game in which you hunt monsters. And I've got Josh Max and James Dawson around who are Monster Hunter aficionados, fans, what may have you.
We're true hunters.
Yes. So what draws you guys to Monster Hunter Tri, specifically out of all the other Monster Hunter games?
Well, what draws me to it? Just aside from its sheer awesomeness and the epic scale that it allows me to fight on? I mean, God, I'm the guy who wrote the page and a half of this. I could have written more about it. No, that was kosher or not. But I mean, there's so much between the, it was so beautifully just presented, everything about it, from, you know, just from the harmless little guys who you fight in the beginning to the giant epic boss battles. I mean, there's so much to love about it. I mean, between the gameplay and the presentation and the experience that you really get from it. I mean, granted, it's a lot different if you don't have a classic controller, but I mean, it was given with a classic controller. So, you know, it's pretty much how it was meant to be played.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like with the graphical style of the game, I mean, it's a Wii game, so there are inherent limitations and everything, but it looks fantastic. It has that great sense of scale, and it almost has that kind of like lived in feel to the graphics, which sounds really weird to say, but it kind of works in the context of the game, because in the game you're kind of scrapping to get by, you know, you're usually leaving fights by the skin of your teeth, and I feel like the graphics kind of reflect that dichotomy in the gameplay.
You know, I agree with everything you guys have been saying about it, but I do not think it's better than the PSP game Unite.
Okay, I'm actually curious why.
It has less content, and there's not as much upgradable armor and weapons.
Yeah, I mean, was Unite before or after this game?
Yeah, Unite was before.
Okay. Why do you think they kind of scaled it back for the Wii? Was it for the Wii audience?
It may have actually just been to try to clean it up a bit. But I know, I actually have a friend that really likes Monster Hunter as well, and he won't play Tri because of it. actually, he literally will not buy another Monster Hunter game until they make one with more content than Unite.
I mean, I gotta be honest, I've never played Unite, but even if, I mean, now that I know there's more than Monster Hunter Tri, because Monster Hunter Tri still had a lot of stuff. Like, it was still pretty great. I mean, between the different armor sets you could have made, and, you know, most of them based off the bosses, and, you know, the better equipment that you could have gotten, you know, the different branches of the weapons tree, if I can say that, was still pretty expansive.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. I actually ended up putting over 100 some hours into the game, so I'm not putting it down.
And now, did either of you guys play it online?
I did, actually.
How was that experience? Because it was a pretty marquee Wii Online game, and I believe it use Wii Speak? I don't think it did.
I know you could use a USB keyboard with it.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and you can use Wii Speak in it. But I have a feeling it probably worked as well as Wii Speak did in other things. I know I never played it online, but people that I knew that did used Skype while they played.
Yep, that's what I did. It really, the online gives it a whole new life. Like, I wish that when I played it online, I had a really terrible internet connection. I can speak. So the two of the three longer sessions I played were constantly interrupted. That was my fault. But the one that was uninterrupted, I played for, you know, an hour or two with a friend of mine. It really took on a whole new life. Like, it just became, it became so much better when I was able to play with a friend.
I mean, I feel like it is one of those things where, because of how kind of almost brutally difficult it can get while you're on your own, when you're playing the game with more people, you kind of have that flexibility where you can kind of help each other out. And that kind of camaraderie and teamwork for a basically a boss rush game like Monster Hunter works perfectly. And I think, you know, despite the limitation of shitty voice chat, the online on Monster Hunter Tri was pretty damn good.
I mean, I agree. I had a lot of fun with it. The only problems I had with it were my own fault. And it really, we sometimes played with, just one person. You know, he was so much further ahead than me. And that's it was totally okay. Because I was just like, yeah, experience. Tusks and horns and scales and all the stuff I needed for armor that I couldn't really afford. And then, you know, when we got random people in there, it was a lot of fun to see what they do because, you know, a lot of people have totally different ways of playing. Some people hide and then come in and strike. And then there's me and my friend who were essentially just tried to make ourselves tanks, which didn't really work out so well. But, you know, playing with everyone online was a lot of fun. Like for a game that, you know, I mean, granted, it's not as expansive as Skyrim or anything like that, but it still, you know, had there are lots of different ways you customize your character. You know, I love it. I had a lot of fun with it. I'm ranting at this point. I apologize.
I have to add though, there's a small barrier to entry with the online. As if I spent maybe 70 hours playing the single player mode, and then I went to online and I had to start over basically with a very basic quest, just fighting Gaia Prey and all those.
I mean, I guess maybe the online's more meant to be played kind of hand in hand with the single player as opposed to playing the single player to build up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I can't really add much more to that because they just kind of make you start over. And, you know, if you're experienced, it's not going to be a problem, but it's still just you have to do it again, which can be, you know, kind of annoying at times. But I mean, I say this in the write-up I did that even when you have to go back to fight even the great Jaggy, I don't know how people pronounce it. But even when you have to go back and fight the same boss over and over and over again to try to, you know, get enough of the materials that it produces so you can create new armor, every battle is different. Especially if they're in the different, you know, areas. That alone can completely change the battle's outcome. And, you know, they'll get harder and harder when you fight them more and more. And the same thing goes with online. No two battles are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I farmed the Lagiacris quite a bit just to get the full armor set. The same with Barioth, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I have the page up. I think it's Baroth.
Baroth, yeah.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, that one, Baroth gave me a lot of trouble.
You know, actually, the thing I probably like the most about Monster Hunter is just the expansiveness of its of the crafting system and the armor, the weapons, and everything.
Oh, I completely agree. I loved it. And even though every time it was sometimes got tedious, but I mean, very rarely. But when it did, though, it was so worth it. Each set of armor is just beautiful.
And it's incredibly rewarding once you've worked for a few, and sometimes tens of hours to get to get a full set of armor. And all of a sudden, you finally have the full piece.
Oh, but so worth it. And I mean, just every, I don't mind, if I remember Yahtzee from Zero Punctuation was like, oh, it's a gathering game. You kill and you gather, you kill and gather. And it kind of made it sound like that's all there was to it. And I mean, to an extent, you are killing and gathering a lot, but there's a whole lot more to do. Not every mission is just go out, slay this thing, come back. Sometimes, you know, you have to collect. Sometimes you have to, you know, watch the, those little mushroom butt ants things that eat the mushrooms and you have to kill them so you get a certain type of mushroom. And you know, you had to learn about the game, not just, you know, watch a health bar go down to red and then know that's when you do your finishing move, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of repetition, but the repetition is kind of, I mean, in a way part of the fun in that you're building towards something, and the rewards in this game are pretty substantial for when you're putting into that almost work into it.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like to compare it to Animal Crossing in that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally see that.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but I agree.
It is a lot of kind of doing mundane tasks to reach a goal where you get some sort of reward that just kind of makes the mundane tasks easier to do, but there's an addictive quality to it.
We agree.
Yes. So I guess we'll wrap this up by talking about the 3DS version of this game that came out in Japan. Would you guys, I mean, I assume both of you would want it to come to North America, but if it did come to North America, do you think that Monster Hunter Tri-G on the 3DS would be the definitive version of the game, and would you sink as much time as you did into the Wii version into the 3DS version?
I know I would.
I also know I definitely would, because to me, Monster Hunter Tri, I think, would be more of the game that I would kind of like play while watching TV, as opposed to a game that I would play on a TV, which is part of the reason why I didn't keep up with it as long as I probably could have or wanted to.
Yeah, honestly, Monster Hunter works a lot better as a portable series.
Yeah, and that's why it was so successful on the PSP for that very reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah, I would completely agree with you guys. I think I would actually put more time into it if it were handheld. I mean, you know, if we had the handheld as opposed to on the TV. Because, I mean, sometimes that is all you're doing is just, you know, you just kind of play it while watching TV.
Yeah.
So, yes.
All right. Well, Monster Hunter Tri is number 10 on our list of the top Wii third-party games. It was a pretty late addition, actually. We went back and forth. For any inquiring minds, Rayman Origins was the last man off. And I forget, there was another. What was the other game that was in the discussion until close to the end?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, neither do I. It must have not been that good.
I was so set on this game getting in there.
Yeah.
God, I love it so much.
But yeah, we'll be coming at you with more of these over the ensuing weeks as we go through our top 10 lists. I hope you enjoyed this, and talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.